This is round 12 of the 2021 NAQT High School National Championship Tournament. In this round, we have Wayzata A against East Brunswick A. Good luck to both teams. This is toss-up one. The assassination of a politician from this country is fictionalized in the novel Z. An author from this country wrote about an 1889 rebellion in a novel variously known as Freedom and Death or Captain McCallus. In a novel set that is Tanich?
Greece.
One more time.
Greece.
Greece is right for 15. This country's first president, Sam Nujoma, was a member of the SWAPO movement, which still governs this country today. For 10 points each, what country northwest of South Africa, which gained independence from South Africa in 1990, is governed from Windhoek?
Namibia.
Our answer is Namibia.
Namibia was once a colony of this European country, which committed the Herero genocide in the early 20th century.
Germany. Our answer is Germany.
Until 1994, South Africa continued to control this port on the central coast of Namibia, the country's only natural harbor.
Or Cape Town. That's a port, right?
Yeah, but okay, sure. Answer is Cape Town.
Walvis Bay. 20 there. And we'll go to toss up two. This type of ion names a form of mass spec in which sputtering ejects material from a sample. A concentration gradient provides energy for movement of another species in this type of active transport. A disturbance leads to a development of a community in this type of ecological succession. For 10 points, what term also, that's Joshua?
Active? No,
minus five. Also names protein structures like beta pleated sheets, which are less complex than tertiary structures. Anish?
Secondary?
Yes. Here's your bonus. For 10 points each, answer the following about Malcolm Gladwell's book, Outliers. Outliers popularized a dubious rule claiming that mastery of any given skill can be achieved via this many hours of practice.
10,000.
Answer 10,000.
Gladwell cited the computer expertise of this man who co-founded Microsoft with Paul Allen as an example of the 10,000-hour rule.
Bill Gates.
Answer Gates.
Outliers also discussed the seemingly baffling correlation between one's birth month and one's prowess in this sport's youth leagues.
Hockey.
Yeah, answer hockey.
That's correct for 30. Toss up three. In this country, a left-wing party whose logo is a pencil on a red background nominated the leader of a teacher strike for president. Orange represents the ideology of a former president of this country whose pardon for embezzlement was annulled in 2019. In this country's 2021 runoff election, Pedro Castillo faces the Popular Front candidate. For 10 points, in what country is Keiko Fujimori running for president? Tenuch?
Peru.
It's Peru for 10. In physics, the term stress refers to a force that tends to deform an object, thus inducing a strain. For 10 points each. Excuse me. This non-prefixed SI unit of stress has dimensions of force per unit area and is thus also the SI unit of pressure.
It's Pascal, right?
Sure.
Our answer is Pascal.
The total stress applied to a surface can be decomposed into two components, one acting parallel to the surface and the other acting perpendicular to the surface. Name both.
Oh, no. Okay, so what type of stress? There's shear stress, and then what's the other type?
Answer?
Our answer is shear and tensile.
Shear and normal. For a normal force, this material property is the ratio of the stress to the strain. This measure of stiffness is a modulus named for a British physicist.
Young's modulus.
Our answer is?
So it's Young's modulus.
Yes, thank you. And that is 20 on the bonus, toss up four. A character in this play tells her brother, I look at you and I see the final triumph of stupidity in the world. In a 2010 work based on this play, Russ and Bev are visited by their neighbor, Carl. A woman in this play is chided for mutilating her hair by... That's a Moog.
Raisin in the Sun.
That's right, for 10. Here's your bonus. In March 2019, Dogon militias killed 160 herders of this ethnic group in Mali. 10 points each, name this West African ethnic group that includes the largest pastoral community in the world. In Nigeria, they are often grouped with the Hausa.
Fulani.
The fur.
Our answer is Fulani.
That's right. After Nigeria, this country has the largest Fulani population. The 2013 Ebola outbreak began in this country, whose capital is Conakry.
Guinea, right? Yeah.
The fur du Moog.
Our answer is Guinea.
Majority of Fulani adhere to this religion. Nigeria's Boko Haram is made up of fundamentalist followers of its Sunni form.
Yes, Islam.
Answer Islam.
That's 30. Toss up five. Oh. Toss up five. This war is the setting for Phil Clay's short story collection, Redeployment. This war was carried out, Amitav?
Vietnam.
Sorry, minus five. This war was carried out by a coalition of the willing. A veteran of this war was sued for making up a story about punching Jesse Ventura in a best-selling autobiography made into a 2014 film starring Bradley Cooper. Chris Kyle, the protagonist of American Sniper, participated in, for 10 points, what war begun over alleged WMDs in 2003? Amog?
Iraq War.
That's right. Here's your bonus. In one translation, Alan Bloom wrote that this concept's splendor is meant to dazzle the mind's eye as the sun dazzles the body's eye. 10 points each give the common English term for this analogy that contrasts visible and intelligible things. It is followed by the allegory of the cave.
Allegory of the divided line, I think.
Sir, allegory of the divided line.
Was that your answer?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. That is correct. The analogy of the divided line and allegory of the cave are part of this work by Plato about justice and government.
The Republic.
Answer Republic.
Alan Bloom wrote a commentary to a translation of this other Platonic dialogue in which Alcibiades and other banquet guests speak about the nature of love.
Symposium.
Answer Symposium.
That's 30. Toss up six. Georg Schulte found a work by...
Wait, that was accident. That
no,
was
no problem. We'll disregard. Yeah. Found a work by this composer at... had a misprinted metronome mark of 74, not 94, in a movement opening with a side drum solo. SZ numbers catalog this composer's music, including his Allegro Barbaro for piano. This man cited his treatment of each section as virtuosic in his chosen title for a piece that includes a game of pairs movement. That's Brianna.
Bartok.
Bella Bartok for 10. Here's your bonus. For 10 points each, answer the following about Whig Party campaigns for U.S. president. The first Whig to be elected president was this man who used the slogan Tippecanoe and Tyler II. He died after only 31 days in office in 1841.
Henry Harrison.
Answer Henry Harrison. Our answer is Harrison.
I need more.
William Henry Harrison.
Our answer is William Henry Harrison.
Yes, thank you. When Harrison ran for president in 1836, his running mate was Francis Granger, who briefly held this position in Harrison's cabinet in 1841. This position was removed from the cabinet in 1971.
So Secretary of War, yeah.
Yeah, answer Secretary of War.
No, this is the Postmaster General. The last Whig to run for president was this general, who lost the 1852 presidential election to Franklin Pierce in a landslide.
52? Oh, God. Scott, maybe?
Answer Scott.
Winfield Scott.
Nice.
20 on the bonus, toss up seven. In this battle, the erratic movement of Hugh Evan Thomas's fast fifth... Joshua?
Scotland.
One more time?
Scotland.
I'm missing part of it. Can you say it one more time?
Scotland.
Yes. And that's 15. Here's your bonus. In 2019, LA's Gagosian Gallery premiered Gyate Squared, an exhibit of works by this artist for 10 points each. What Japanese founder of the super flat art movement created the cover art for Kanye West's album Graduation?
Oh, if you guys know this?
No.
No answer.
That's Takashi Murakami. At Gyate Squared, Murakami cosplayed in a rectangular bodysuit inspired by the music video for this Kanye West and Lil Pump song. In it, West raps, he'll buy you a sick truck and get you that nip tuck.
Love it. Yeah.
Defer to Tanuj.
Our answer is I love it.
That's right. Murakami's super flat work, Mr. Pointy, is on display at this Chicago museum, whose collection also includes Grant Wood's American Gothic.
Art Institute of Chicago.
Defer to Tanuj.
Our answer is the Art Institute of Chicago.
That's right. 420. Plus up eight. The current design guidelines for this video game series mandate half-second lock delay and include wall kicks. A 1995 SNES game released in Japan. Lillian?
Paper Mario.
Sorry, minus five. In Japan, as Panel DuPont appended the word attack to this game's name. Arika developed a variant of this game for the Switch that supports 99 simultaneous players. Alexei Pajitnov created, for 10 points, what video game whose players direct falling blocks to make and clear lines? Amog.
Tetris.
That's right.
Nice.
Here's your bonus. This novel's opening describes how the smell of bitter almonds reminds Hubin Albino of unrequited love at 10 points each. Name this novel that ends with Fermina Daza and Florentino Ariza sailing on a riverboat that is flying a yellow flag indicating illness.
Love in the Time of Cholera?
Yeah.
Answer, Love in the Time of Cholera.
This Colombian author of Love in the Time of Cholera wrote 100 Years of Solitude.
Answer, Garcia Marquez.
This other Garcia Marquez novel chronicles the last days of a decrepit Simon Bolivar who was trying to leave Colombia.
Is this Autumn of the Patriarch?
I have no idea.
Answer, Autumn of the Patriarch.
No, this is The General in His Labyrinth.
Yeah.
20 on the bonus there. Toss up 9. This story's title character kicks a hot potato against a man's back. The observation, "It looked like a good thing," begins this story, in which a letter is signed "Two Desperate Men." This story's title character, who asks why oranges are round, is returned at midnight with a 200. Brianna?
Ransom of Red Chief.
That's 10.
Nice.
10 points each. Answer the following about pitohuis, a tropical bird found in New Guinea. Pitohuis are among the very few birds with this defensive trait, likely acquired through their insectivorous diet. Species with this trait often use a aposematic coloration to scare predators.
Like camouflage?
Camouflage, right? Yeah.
Wait, is it like the color warning thing?
Answer.
Camouflage?
No, they are poisonous.
Oh, what?
Okay. Pitohuis possess this neurotoxin that is also excreted by poison dart frogs. Unlike tetrodotoxin, this compound irreversibly opens sodium channels.
Tetracycline? No, I can't do that.
No.
I don't know.
God.
Answer?
Defer
to tetracycline?
No, this is batrachotoxin, or BTX, apparently. Pitohuis, like many other island dwellers, are an example of this kind of species. This term describes a species that is unique to a particular geographic location.
Endemic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, defer to Samara.
Is there endemic?
Endemic is right. 10 on the bonus there. Toss up 10, then we'll have a score check. This island was home to 3 of the 6 cities in the Doric Hexapolis, including Lindus. Demetrius I besieged this island's namesake. That's Amog.
Rhodes.
15. Here's your bonus. At a staff meeting on this date, Heinz Brandt unwillingly placed a briefcase containing a bomb in an ineffective position for 10 points each. What 1944 calendar date provides the common name for Klaus von Stauffenberg's failed plot to kill Adolf Hitler?
What?
Chris?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Answer
Christmas.
July 20th. Oh. The July 20th plot was meant to trigger this contingency plan, allowing conspirators to seize emergency control of the military.
Is this Valkyrie? Operation Valkyrie?
Okay. Answer Valkyrie.
Uh-huh. The bomb did kill Günther Karten, a senior officer in this Nazi Air Force.
Luftwaffe.
Answer Luftwaffe.
That is correct. 20 on the bonus. And that's the half.
Nazi Germany is not my forte.
At the half, I have Wayzata A235, East Brunswick A85.
Let's keep moving. This is toss-up 11. This condition and gout are prevented with allopurinol. Bacteria in genus Proteus cause the struvite type of this condition, which is treated in lithotripsy using pulses of ultrasonic energy. This condition creates renal calculi, which can be naturally passed by the body. Calcium oxalate precipitation, that is Samarth.
Kidney stones.
Kidney stones is right for 10.
Nice.
Here's your bonus. This people believe they were descended from Odysseus, whom they called Uthuzi, for 10 points each. Name these people who worship the sky god Tinia, his wife Uni, and the earth goddess Sel.
It's Etruscans.
Differ.
Our answer is Etruscans.
In Roman times, the Etruscan trinity of Tinia, Uni, and Sel was replaced by Jupiter, Juno, and this Roman goddess, the third member of the Capitoline triad. She was often accompanied by an owl.
Minerva.
Answer Minerva.
Yes. The image of Minerva bursting out of Jupiter's head comes from her syncretization with this Greek goddess of wisdom.
Athena.
Answer Athena.
Yes. That's 30. Toss up 12. Richard Scheffler, who called this condition a new epidemic, found that its frequency among college students had doubled since 2008. Fort Brianna?
Like depression?
No. -5. 40 questions comprise the state trait inventory for assessing this condition, whose namesake generalized disorder affects about one in three U.S. teens. Prazolam or Xanax is commonly prescribed to treat panic and, for 10 points, what type of disorder characterized by constant worrying? That's Joshua.
Anxiety.
That's what I need. In 2019, this valley's El Centro metropolitan area had the highest unemployment rate in the U.S., 10 points each. Name this desert valley in California that lies between the Colorado River to the east and the Salton Sea to the west.
San Fernando?
Deferred to Nooch.
Our answer is San Fernando Valley.
This is the Imperial Valley. The Imperial Valley is irrigated by an all-American, one of these structures, that begins at the Colorado River. One of these structures in New York linked the Hudson River with its namesake, Lake Erie.
So it's canal, right?
Yeah.
The answer is a canal.
Yes. The All-American Canal also irrigates this less urbanized valley in the Colorado Desert, which extends to the Little San Bernardino Mountains. It is the namesake of an annual music festival.
Coachella?
Deferred to Nooch.
Our answer is Coachella.
Coachella. That is 20 on the bonus. Toss up 13. This country's first capital under Islamic rule was burned by the vizier Shawar to protect it from invaders. Amir ibn al-Az conquered this country and built a namesake mosque in its city of Fustat. The Shia Fatimid dynasty was based Amog.
Cairo.
Sorry, minus five. Was based in this country before they were overthrown by the Ayyubids under Saladin. The Fifth Crusade targeted the port of Damietta Inn. For 10 points, what modern-day country home to Luxor? Tanuj?
Egypt.
Egypt, yeah. There's your bonus for 10 points each. Answer the following about American TV series based on Israeli TV shows. On the American adaptation of Euphoria, the character of Rue is played by this actress who played the title character of the Disney Channel show Casey Undercover.
Zendaya.
Sure, yeah, defer to Nudge.
Our answer is Zendaya.
It is. The Israeli show Prisoners of War was adapted into the Showtime drama that starred Claire Danes as Carrie Matheson. It ended in 2020.
Walking Dead, I don't know.
Sure, our answer is The Walking Dead.
No, this is Homeland. The short-lived American adaptation of Wisdom of the Crowd, which starred Jeremy Piven, aired on this network. Its other recently canceled shows include Superior Donuts.
Food Network.
What did they say?
Food Network.
All right, our answer is Food Network.
No, CBS. Ten on the bonus there, toss of 14. In some devices, the stability of this process depends on the field line pitch as quantified by the safety factor. An X-ray laser compresses a pellet in the inertial confinement approach to Joshua?
Fusion.
One more time, please.
Fusion.
That's right, and that's still 15. Here's your bonus. Bodies in this region are sorted by composition into S-type, C-type, and M-type. 10 points each, name this region between Mars and Jupiter, which contains rocky bodies like Vesta and Pallas.
Asteroid belt,
right? That's just the asteroid belt.
Residences with Jupiter clear out these gaps in the asteroid belt.
What are these called? Trojans? No.
Answer?
Our answer is Trojans.
No, these are Kirkwood gaps. Yeah, outside the belt, a class of asteroids called Trojans can be found near these two Lagrange points of Jupiter's orbit. These two Lagrange points are not located on the axis defined by the Sun and Jupiter.
Answer is L2 and L4.
It is 4 and 5.
Unfortunate.
Yeah. 10 on the bonus there. Toss of 15. This artist made a watercolor portrait of Oscar Wilde the night before Wilde's 1895 trial. This man placed the word ambassadeurs at the top of a painting of scarf-clad entertainer Aristide Bruant. Mae Milton, who has a blue-green face, stares at the viewer in a painting in which this artist, Amog.
Matisse.
Sorry, minus five. In which this artist included himself among nightclub patrons. For 10 points, named a short French post-impressionist painter of At the Moulin Rouge. Amitav?
Toulouse-Lautrec.
That's right. Here's your bonus. The Rialto Bridge crosses this city's Grand Canal. For 10 points each, name this Italian city whose namesake style of Gothic architecture is exemplified by the Doge's Palace.
Venice, right. Our answer is Venice.
The Doge's Palace is connected to the New Poison by a bridge named after these sounds, which were apocryphally made by prisoners crossing the bridge and glimpsing freedom for the last time.
Size, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Our answer is size.
That's right. The 19th century revival of Venetian Gothic was spurred by this critic's treatise, The Stones of Venice. He also wrote The Seven Lamps of Architecture.
Wait, so what period was this?
I don't know.
Answer.
Our answer is Corbusier.
I don't know. John Ruskin. You get 20 on the bonus, though. Toss up 16.
Tell yep. please.
Yeah. Yes, I have YZA 260, East Brunswick A 190.
Here we go, toss up 16. After his final appearance, this character is said to be at supper, quote, not where he eats, but where he is eaten. He sends his servant Reynaldo to Paris in Act 2. Brianna.
Polonius.
15.
Nice.
One scene in this novel describes a mesquite bush with the mutilated corpses of 8 babies hanging on it. 10 points each. Name this 1985 Western novel in which the kid joins the Glanton gang, whose members eventually include a towering, hairless man named Judge Holden.
Blood Meridian, right?
Blood Meridian, yeah. Answer Blood Meridian.
Blood Meridian is by this American author, whose other novels include No Country for Old Men.
McCarthy. Yeah. Answer McCarthy.
The kid joins Glanton's gang alongside this earless man who helps the kid get out of a Mexican prison.
They said Judge Holden already, so what else?
Did they say Judge Holden?
Answer.
Yeah, they did.
Answer Holden.
No. It is Louis Toadvine.
Okay.
Putting on the bonus there. Toss up 17. This scientist introduced ergodicity to statistical mechanics. The partition function normalizes. That is Anish.
Boltzmann.
15.
Nice.
Pencil and paper ready. For 10 points each, answer these questions about the ellipse defined by the equation x squared divided by 25 plus y squared divided by 16 equals 1. All or nothing. The eccentricity of the ellipse lies between what two consecutive integers?
0 and 1. Yeah.
Yeah.
Answer 0 and 1.
What is the length of the major axis of the ellipse which lies along the x-axis?
5, right?
5.
Answer 5?
No. It's 10.
Sorry.
What are the Cartesian coordinates of either focus of the ellipse? You have 10 seconds, and it may be useful to know that the eccentricity is 0.6.
Another formula.
I don't know the formula.
Total number.
I guess some coordinate.
0, 4.
Answer 3, 0.
Say that again.
3, 0. 3, 0.
That's correct.
Nice. Oh my nice. God. Jesus.
Yeah.
0.6.
Yeah. 3, 0 or -3, 0 or the two.
Nice. Jesus.
The two foci. That is 20 on the bonus. Toss up 18, excuse me. The Supreme Court case New York v. Quarles established a public safety exception to this earlier ruling. Berkemer v. McCarty held this ruling applied to custodial traffic stops. Earl Warren's majority opinion in this case held that a man's confession to kidnapping and rape in Arizona was, that's Amitav?
Miranda v. Arizona.
Yes. Here's your bonus. For 10 points each, answer the following about West Point valedictorians. This 1903 West Point valedictorian was relieved as commander of UN forces in the Korean War by Harry Truman in 1951.
Answer is MacArthur.
Yes. A man with this last name topped West Point's class of 1824 and became a prominent military theorist. That man's son, who also had this last name, wrote The Influence of Sea Power upon History.
Answer is Mahan.
Yes. 1853 valedictorian James McPherson died leading Union troops at this battle. John Bell Hood set over 80 train cars of ammunition on fire after losing this July 1864 battle, which preceded a siege of its namesake city.
Petersburg?
Sure.
Our answer is Petersburg.
Atlanta.
Stumpy.
20 on there. Toss up 19. A man with this surname is the head of the Oxbow Group. The group Citizens for a Sound Economy, which became Americans for Prosperity, was founded by men with this surname. Ed Crane, Murray Rothbard, that's Tanuj.
I don't know. Coke?
It is Coke, and that's 15. And here is your bonus. This author described a time when all men are paid for existing and no man must pay for his sins in his poem, The Gods of the Copybook Headings. 10 points each.
Name
this. Yes, this Kipling poem with a single word title describes a series of conditions, such as being able. Yes, in this Kipling poem from a barrack room, ballads, files on parade, and a color sergeant discuss the title character who was hanged in the morning because she shot a comrade sleeping.
Kim.
All right. Okay, sure. Our answer is Kim.
Now, this is Danny Deaver.
Yeah.
So 20 on the bonus there. Toss up the last. A song by this man that was sampled in Will Smith's song Wild Wild West remembers a time when my only worry was for Christmas, what would be my toy? Another of this man's hits warns, when you believe in things that you don't understand, then you suffer. I wish, that's a Moog.
Stevie Wonder.
That's 10.
Nice.
Here's your bonus. This major feature of the Southern Ocean Exchange is water between Atlantic, Indian, and Pacific Oceans for 10 points each. Name the strongest current system on Earth.
The Indian Ocean.
Benguela current.
Answer.
The furthest from Earth.
Answer Benguela.
No, this is the Antarctic Circumpolar Current.
What?
The ACE or ACC. The ACC creates two of these systems, named for the Weddell and Ross Seas. These systems of circulating currents rotate counterclockwise in the Southern Hemisphere.
Hurricanes.
Hurricanes. Oh, so, wait, are you sure it's hurricanes?
Hurricanes. Hurricanes.
Answer hurricanes.
No, these are gyres. The ACC helps balance this quantity between oceans. This measure of certain dissolved materials is low for fresh water.
Salinity. Yeah.
Yeah, let's go, guys. Answer salinity.
It is salinity. You get 10 on that bonus. And that's the game.
Final score, Wayzata A, 350. East Brunswick A, 255. And in a little bit, I will have your next round information.